Well, 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 I'm so excited to have a very special guest on the line right now. Now, you could be mistaken for going, who is Trips? Trips? I've never heard of them. Trips? What? Well, they are a very special musical collaboration from beloved local artists Andrew Christensen and Barnaby Ware, and ahead of their album release tomorrow, I'm delighted to have on the line with me Andrew Christensen. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, thank you so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Beautiful day here up on the Kapiti Coast.
So, oh, lovely.
It's all good. It's all good here.
Now, tell me, you're not new to releasing music. You know, you've certainly done it a few times. And you're releasing this album tomorrow. How are you feeling about it? Is it a feeling you get used to?
We're really excited. We're really proud of this one. I don't think it's a feeling that you necessarily get used to, but yeah, we're just excited for people to hear it. And you know, the music really is about celebrating songwriting. You know, celebrating some of the production techniques and tones that we love. We're really proud of it sonically, as well as the songwriting. And so I don't know if it's you really get used to it, but this one's definitely excited for this one.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I know, it's great to hear that. Was this kind of a bit of a passion project? Is that how it kind of started?
Yeah, that's right. Sort of back in, you know, back in 2018, I sort of went into the studio and just was where I was about to have my first baby. And we're just ready to write some songs, and wrote some songs with no destination, really. It's sort of the way I describe the album, kind of, it's just sort of the truth of the moment of when we were writing. So
I think
in terms of genres, like we kind of cross a few boundaries because we didn't really have any mitigating factor, you know, that was saying, hey, this needs to be a reggae album or a funk album or a whatever it is, you know.
So
it's very, very stylistically genre bending. I don't know. It's what it is.
Now, kind of having sort of that freedom, does that make things more fun or more exciting or like easier to be creative? Or is it actually quite good to kind of have some of those sort of structures in place?
Oh, totally. Like, having the freedom to just sort of pick up a guitar and whatever comes out. I mean, you know, I would have been open to putting on some metal onto the album kind of thing, you know. Just whatever came out was going to be the song that we worked on that day. And it's the most freeing thing ever. It's amazing, yeah.
Why isn't there metal on the album? Come on, gosh.
just to tell how we were feeling that day, maybe. I don't know. Also, I think, you know, you kind of record music within your environment that you're in, and it's the truth of the environment that we're in. So, studios, you know, in particular, and to shout out to Lee, you know, it just has such a sound and, you know, vibe, and I think the music is positively tainted with, you know, Lee's ear as well, and, you know, so that's probably why there's no metal. Why not as well, but just didn't happen.
All right, hey, fair enough, that's right. Now, this is, of course, a collaboration with Barnaby Ware, who you would have known for probably a long time now, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
What's it like working together on this?
It's awesome. You know, like, we have known each other probably since around 2005, 2006 kind of thing.
So, yeah, so we're going on like 20 years now. Wow.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And I would have been, you know, 17, 18 when I first met Barnaby. And then I did my, my 5-year stint in the Black Seeds, from 2007. And then, you know, like just through situational kind of, things that you just, it's not that you lose touch, but, you know, we didn't really see each other for a few years. And then happened that he was in Wellington and I saw him around, and then he moved around the corner from me. And so we started hanging out and we started writing music. So it's just like an old glove that fits perfectly. You know, and yeah, it's just like you sort of just jump back in from where you left off. And I think the combo with me, him and Lee, we just work really well together.
Yeah.
You know, and we sort of share the same vision and the same passion for the types of music that you hear on this album.
And living around the corner, God, that's just so convenient, really.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And also we share kids that are sort of similar ages as well.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, yeah.
There's always the, you know, we can entertain the kids while we get to go work on music kind of thing at the same time.
Are they quite musical, the kids?
Yeah, I think, you know, his youngest, Rita Ruby, is probably a bit young now at the moment. But Miles, his son, is definitely musical. My daughters are definitely, yeah, they can belt out a decent verse of Frozen and, and all those sorts of things. But, yeah, they sing in tune, which is nice, and definitely musical, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Apple never falls far from the tree, really, does it?
Yeah, no, I think if you have music in the house, you know, then they just get exposed to it and it just becomes normal.
So, this album gets released tomorrow.
That's right.
What next? What are you going to do? Are you going to tour this album or what?
So, we kind of have put all the energy into making this sound, you know, as good and musical as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And that's where we've kind of stopped, is we just want people to listen to the album. We want people to enjoy it. In terms of touring or anything like that, like, I think, you know, we would probably get another one in the bag, I think, before you'd even consider gigs or anything like that. But, yeah, definitely, like, you know, like I always say, like, we were just focused on trying to get a fat snare sound than thinking about touring. So that's where it's at. But definitely the album is the thing, and we're really proud of it.
Yeah, you honestly, you should be. I think it's a bloody good album, and you've kind of, you've touched on it. It goes through quite a lot of things, so you're never really quite bored or you can't really predict what's coming next.
Totally.
Now, I'm curious. This is more just out of my personal curiosity. Trips. You've stylized it with a lowercase I. What's the trick there?
we just were texting back and forth, and we're like, maybe we should have an interesting way of kind of presenting it.
It works. You know, it's clever.
So just as a conversation piece, really. And we tried all different combinations, and that's the one that we just, to the eye, looks the best to us, and that's kind of really it in that one.
Yeah, well, hey, it does catch the eye, and look, we're talking about it, so... nailed it. Hey, Andrew, congratulations, firstly, on this album. You should be absolutely stoked on it, but congratulations to getting to this point as well.
No, thank you very much, and we really appreciate the time and appreciate the opportunity to play a tune, and awesome.
Yeah, hey, have a great day, and make sure you celebrate that album release, at least by, don't know, going to the pub or something.
We'll be wet in the head.
Yeah, good, good. Have a great day.
Thank you, mate. Cheers. Appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
And that is the lovely Andrew Christensen talking about his new project, Trips, with a debut album out tomorrow, self-titled. We're going to play Way of My Flow, namely because it was a track they recommended I play, but it is also the first track on the album as well. It's really good. Do enjoy.